Hi, and welcome to the Healthy Families YYC podcast. I'm Dr. Lindsay Nealon. I'm a chiropractor, a mom of four, and founder of Healthy Families Chiropractic here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And I'm a big believer that we are all doing better than we think. I've learned over the courses of both my careers as a mom and a practitioner that health isn't about being perfect. It's about growing together. And we need to celebrate the real, messy, beautiful work of raising families and caring for ourselves. So that's what we're going to do in this podcast. Each episode, you'll hear stories from local parents, insights from trusted professionals, and gentle reminders that you are not alone. Hi, everyone. The Christmas countdown is on, and there's been a lot of talk in the clinic lately about Christmas lists. And honestly, a bit of resistance towards engaging in all the material indulgence this season seems to bring with it. I get it. There's a lot of pressure this time of year, right? There's the lists and the expectations and the shopping and the wrapping. And somewhere in all of that, it's really easy to lose the heart of what we're actually celebrating. So today, I want to share something a little more personal. How our family has chosen to celebrate the holidays a little differently than we used to. Now, it's not that we don't do gifts. We do. We just do our best to just not make them the focus. So instead of gifting stuff, Mick and I started gifting an experience, and we call it the Nealon Family Adventure. I feel like the older we get, the more we're realizing that it's the presence versus the present. So here's how it all started. We're a blended family. I have two stepsons. Max is 31, Kelsey's 29. They're known as the big boys. And then there's the two little kids. They really aren't little anymore, but they're still the little kids. Lexi's 18, Wyatt's 17. When we first started celebrating this holiday season together, I wanted to give something for Christmas that would bring us all together. Something that would help us build memories and build the relationships as a family. I really wanted us to be a really solid one family unit. So years ago, I sat down at my computer and I created this cheesy little Word doc with pictures and all the details, and we gifted our family a weekend away, a family experience. That was it. The Nealon Family Adventure was born. It wasn't fancy or expensive. It was thoughtful and intentional. And what has become a simple idea of just wanting to create a memory has turned into something that has really become the highlight of our year. Over the years, our family adventure has taken us to some beautiful places. And the best part is we've tried to keep them really close to home, right? So that it's easy for everyone to join in. We wanted to stay in kind of Alberta or BC. So we've gone dog sledding in Canmore, we've stayed at the Engadine Lodge, we've explored Emerald Lake, and for the last 2 years, we have found ourselves returning to Nipica, right? We love it there. There's something about being surrounded by the mountains and disconnected from the noise of the world that seems to bring us back to what matters most, right? We don't stress about the time of year we book it. We just book it for a weekend. We simply pick a weekend that works for everyone in the upcoming year. So sometimes it's winter. We've really done it in every season, spring, summer, fall. It's a gift that I give at Christmas, but it doesn't have to happen at Christmas. And now our family's grown. The big boys have partners and we have dogs. So our little adventure has now turned into 8 adults and 3 dogs, which is crazy to me. So much fun. Every year, no matter where we go, the heart of it stays the same. We dedicate a weekend to each other. We cook together, we laugh, we play, we rest, we reconnect. It's just like a family reset, and it's something I believe we all look forward to, right? Amanda and Gabby are looking forward to it now, so we plan it together. I feel like there's always one moment that kind of seals it for me every year, and it's a piece where it just clicks, right? It's like when you just get to feel the magic of it all. Most of the time, it's all of us gathered around the table playing games. Watching my husband Mick with his kids fills me up. All of them laughing together, and you really think, like, this is it. This is the gift. Last year, that magical moment was the Nealon Olympics, right? Our family's very own summer competition. Kelsey is so creative and he can't sit still, so it always works in our favor. He planned the events, created teams, and it turned into pure joyful chaos, right? It's that moment of laughter and love and connection. That's kind of what you want to hold on to for forever, right? There's always something so healing about play, right? Doesn't matter how old we get, when we sit down and play games or do silly challenges, something shifts. We drop our roles, the to-do list, the responsibilities, and we get to just connect, right? That kind of connection that truly makes us healthier. The laughter, the movement, the joy, right? It all strengthens us from the inside out. And every time we come together like this, we feel a little lighter, a little grounded, and a lot more whole. This is why this tradition means so much to me. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's about doing something intentional, something that reminds us that the best parts of life are simple and shared. I share this story with patients at the clinic because it resonates with people. And I believe that's because deep down, we all crave the same thing, connection. When we strip away the noise and all the stuff of this season, what we really want is time with the people who fill us up, right? I know that there are people listening that may not have a big or a close family. That's totally fine. These experiences don't need to be limited to your family. You can create them with your chosen people, your chosen family, your friends, your partner, your community, your coworkers. Heck, you could even do it by yourself. When we think about our family values, the things that matter most, things don't make the list. Whenever we talk about our values and we talk about it with the kids, things aren't it. These experiences, the connection, the laughter, they always do. There's always a moment, and especially when we've been doing it for so long, when I look around and realize how quickly things have changed. The kids have grown. We have dogs, 3 dogs, and the sound of the laughter is different. Mick and I are hitting our 20th anniversary this year. We have so many Nilan family adventures in our memory banks. It is incredible. This weekend has been a big part of how we've grown together through all the seasons. So if you're listening to this and thinking, I'd love to start something like that, or that really resonates with me, I'm going to give you a couple ideas to inspire you. So adventure days, right? Super simple. You can do an adventure, go skating, snowshoeing, plan a sleigh ride. You can do the adventure day in the summer. You can go to a batting cage or raft down the river. You can do, we can get away like we do, find a cozy cabin. You could do a staycation. We've done a staycation before. What about an at-home experience, right? Creating like a themed dinner night or setting up a movie marathon or doing a fondue, something you just don't normally do. You could learn together. You could take a cooking or a pottery class, something that stretches you to grow a little bit. You could also do a ticket like to an event, like a concert, a theater show, or a game that you've all been looking forward to. Memory jars. You can write down favorite moments from the year and read them together. Years ago, Lexi filled a jar with 50 reasons why she loved me. And oh, this got to be 10 years ago. And I still give that jar a shake and pull out a reason. You can give back together. You can volunteer as a family, right? That can be a really meaningful experience that you share. The magic of these gifts is that they don't just happen once. They live on in the stories that you tell, in the photos that you take, and in the way they shape your family identity. So when I think about Christmas, I don't picture what's under the tree. I don't think many of us do. I picture my husband laughing with our kids, the dogs curled up at our feet, and that familiar warmth that fills the room when we're all together. It's right there. That's the real gift. What started out to bring a blended family together has turned into something so much richer. It's this beautiful, messy, wonderful weekend that's become sacred for all of us. And every year, I'm reminded that it's not about where we go. It's that we show up for each other every single time. These weekends have given us a space to grow together through all of life's seasons, to laugh, to reconnect, and to simply be. I would love to know what experiences you've gifted or shared. Send me a message or tag me on Instagram. I'd love to hear your stories. From my family to yours, I hope this season brings you connection, laughter, and love. Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for joining me on the Healthy Families YYC podcast. To learn more or book a visit, head to healthyfamilieschiropractic.ca or find us on Instagram at healthyfamiliesyyc. You can always DM us as well. We'd love to know how you're doing. Until next time, stay kind, stay connected, and keep smiling. We're doing our best, and that's more than enough.